And everybody said, power, resurrection power, will touch your life in Jesus' name. Your spirit will wake up. Your soul, your body will wake up. That your child, this one is dead, this one is, I don't know, that child will wake up. The pregnancy that I'm not feeling this, I'm not feeling that anymore. Pregnancy come alive in Jesus' name. The business that is dead will come alive. Everything in your life, everything around you is coming alive tonight in Jesus' name. If I'm talking about you, where are you? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and glorify you tonight. Thank you for the joy of the Lord in our state. From sickness, we have come to health. From darkness, we have come into the light. Lord, you have taken us away from the place of despair unto the place of happiness and gladness. We pray that the great things you are doing, you have done, will never stop in every life in Jesus' name. I pray that this very night, resurrection power, miracle working power, supernatural power will work in every life in Jesus' name. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. We're looking at Joel chapter 3. And I'm reading from verse 14. Joel chapter 3, verse 14. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in that valley of decision. Every success you make in life is based on decision. Every progress you make in life is based on decision. Every mountain you climb, every ladder you climb, every kind of place, destiny you get to, it is based on decision. If you spend your life in the valley of indecision, you're never sure of what you are going to do. You can never make up your mind. Should I? Should I not? Will I? Will I not? Others are doing it. Is it my turn? Is it not my turn? If you cannot make up your mind, if you cannot say, here is what to do, I'm ready, I'm doing it now. If you never come to a point of decision in your life, many great things will pass you by. That's why tonight I'm calling you to this momentous time in your life that you will say, tonight you'll be a man of decision, a woman of decision. A boy, a girl of decision. You will find that before long, something great, miraculous, supernatural will be yours. That's why it says in that verse 14, it says multitudes. It's talking about all of us who are here. Because he knows that wherever you are there in the multitude, your destiny depends on decision. And it says, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. And then it says, the day of the Lord is near. The day of blessing. And the day of vengeance against your enemy. The day of destruction for the devil. The day of giving the command to that evil sin in your life, get out, and it gets out. That day is near in the valley of decision. I'm calling you to three decisions tonight. Number one, there is the invitation to come. Just one word. Come. Peter will never have known what is the experience of walking on water if he had not heard that command and that challenge. Come. Coming outside the boat. Outside confinement. And coming to the wide ocean of life. Walking on the storms of life. Walking on the waves of life. Doing what his father, grandfather, forefathers have never done. Doing only what Jesus could do. It came on the basis of answer response to that decision. So I'm going to call you to number one, calm. There are many people that commence the start, but they don't go too far. They get tired easily. They have plans. I will go. I will do. I will serve. I will pray. I will read the Bible. I will get my blessing. After one night, they forget. And I say, my friend, you are still where you were when I saw you the other time. What happened to you? He did not take decision to continue. If there's anybody that is going to get to the top of any mountain, I'm looking at somebody. You are getting to the top of the mountain. I'm looking at somebody. What they said others will never do. A man has never done it in our village. A woman has never got there in a village. I'm looking at a man there right now. I'm looking at a woman right there now. What people have never done in your generation, now it's your turn, you will do it. Something new they will say, where did this come from? How could you get there? First of all, I rejoice with you. The joy of achievement, the joy of success, and the joy of victory, and the joy of getting to that destiny. Shake my hand. Congratulations. 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 You will get there in Jesus' name. Because you come. Because you continue. Look at him. The one who started primary school but did not continue, that's why they call him illiterate. The one that started marriage did not continue, that's why they call them bachelors. The one that started work, company business, I'm tired, a little difficulty, they cannot continue, that's why they say they are poor. The decision to come, the decision to continue. Number three, the decision to conquer. Any conqueror here tonight? I said, any conqueror here tonight? I said, any conqueror there tonight? You will conquer. Conquering takes a decision. Everything will come against your decision. Look at Goliath there. There is an Eliab, your senior brother, that will say, what are you doing here? If you are the David that can say, is there not a cause? Am I not here for a reason? And you brush every distractor outside your way. And then when Saul says, you cannot. If you have made up your mind that nobody can change your mind, and you say that Goliath, I am going to conquer him. Remember, David came. He didn't stop there. David continued. He didn't stop there. David conquered. Anybody there? You will conquer. Three words I'm looking at tonight. Number one, come. Number two, continue. Number three, conquer. I'm talking to you on the decision of the conqueror. The decision of the conqueror. You already know now that if you're going to conquer in your life, you must start by taking a decision. When God created you, he had a plan for your life. It's not to be a mediocre. It's not to be just a Dick and Harry. It's not to be a superficial person. There is a record in heaven that shows that you have a divine purpose of existence. And that it depends if you're going to get to that destiny. There must be a decision in your life. The decision of the conqueror. And this is not something you'll go and ask my friend, should I not? You have your own brain, use your brain. You have your own mind, use your mind. You have your own heart, use your heart. You have your mouth, use your mouth. You cannot eat with your neighbor's mouth. You cannot breathe with your neighbor's lungs. You cannot think with your neighbor's brain. If you're going to succeed in life, personal decision. The decision of the conqueror. Number one, the invitation for all to come. The invitation for all to come. You are coming to Christ. I said you are coming to Christ. I see you, but I want to hear you. I said you are coming to Christ. Matthew chapter 11 verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me. He's the Savior. He's the Lord. Where you are, there's no salvation there. Where you are, there is no rest of mind there. Where you are, there's too much anxiety. There's too much worry. There's too much oppression. There's too much affliction. There's so many failures around you. It says, get up out of that place. The people that surround you, they moderate and they modify and they kind of influence your thinking. If you're in the midst of sinners, you'll be sinning like them. If you're the solitary single person among smokers, you'll soon begin to smoke. If you're only one innocent person among guilty people, condemned people, you'll soon be guilty yourself. If you're a clean person, hygienic person, but you are living in the midst of the people that only chew their chew stick only once a month, you will soon copy them. If you're a clean person that normally you take your bath, if you're living in the midst of people that wash only at Christmas and Easter, you'll soon begin to do the same thing. You are not, that's not your group, that's not your class. You are made for the mountaintop. You are made for heaven. You are made for glory. You are made for a high destiny. That's why Jesus said, come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Look at how you have been laboring. You try your best. I want to be good. How good are you now? I want to be righteous. How righteous are you now? I want to be this and that. My friend, time is going. 30 years gone already. 37 years gone already. Look at where you are. Another 10 years will come now. Why don't you come to Jesus tonight? Let him forgive your sin. Let him take your condemnation away. Let him take hold of your hand. And then begin to walk in the direction of going up. So that today will be a day of the beginning of a bright future in your life. That's why he's calling upon you. And it takes a decision. The invitation for all to come. It says, come unto me. Because he knows what we can do with your life. That car that is broken down and wrecked, Jesus Christ will take that car of your life. He'll make it brand new. The world wants to make you a doormat. They want to be walking on you and rubbing their shoes on you and all the dirty things in your life, they want to deposit in your life. He said, come out of that place. Get out of that place. You don't belong there. God made you in his own image. He wants to make something beautiful out of your life. come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And then he says, I will. And when he says, I will, Satan cannot say no. When he says, I will, demon cannot say no. And I will give you rest. Number one, invitation for all to come. And that takes a decision from you. You'll take that decision. Your life will never be the same. You will mark this day down. The day you made up your mind. The day you took a decision. Lord Jesus, I come. Lord Jesus, I come. My Savior, I come to you. Rest will come to your soul. Restoration will come unto you. New life will come unto you. Number one, come. Number two, continue. Continue. Have you seen those unfinished buildings in some of your towns? Great foundation. Great plan. But now, all the weeds are grown around that unfinished building. The reptiles and the snakes and the different kind of lizards, they are now, that's their habitation now. And the people of the dark world, that's where they now hold their whatever they hold. Everybody passes there, and nobody wants to drop any good thing in that place. It was a good plan, a good building. A great architect made the plan of that building. There were resources to build that building. But it's an unfinished building. Why? The builders did not continue. There are many people in this life, they're like unfinished products. They started, they didn't continue. They attended crusade. They took the first step. Yes, Lord, I come. Yes, Lord, I come. You meet them on the street. Unfinished building. Unfinished personality. Unfinished Christian. Unfinished man. And the weeds have grown around their personalities. All the reptiles are walking all over their bodies. And their Bible is dusty. Prayer life is gone. It's an unfinished product of a man. An unfinished product of a woman. That's why the Lord is calling you today. You will not be an unfinished house. You will not be the one that were passing and say, oh, what a pity. It would have been a good building. If something had continued there, you will not be a person where we look at and shake our head that you are an unfinished product. Point number two, the identification of those who continue. When the angels look at you and they know that you came and you are continuing. You came to Christ. You came to salvation. You came into eternal life. You came into the light. And you came into the protection of the Lord. And you continue. John chapter 8. Reading from verse 30. John chapter 8, verse 30. As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. If you continue, salvation will continue. If you continue, healing will continue. If you continue, deliverance will continue. Blessings upon blessings upon blessings. Showers of blessings. Showers of miracles. Showers of the supernatural. The explosion of supernatural miracles will continue in your life. Because you continue. The decision to continue. So that you will not be an unfinished product. I will continue. What are you? I will continue. I said I will continue. Difficulties may come. Difficulties are not supposed to run you down, to destroy you, to send you back. The difficulties and the challenges will only come to test how strong your decision is. If you show that you are a man of decision, a woman of decision, let the wind blow, I will not go back. Let the storm rise, I will not go back. Let the challenges rage, I will not come go back. Once the enemy knows that you are a man of decision, and you are identified as a decisive man, a decisive woman, Satan will leave your life alone. He will give you great blessings you never thought of. Almighty God will give you. The people who come, but they don't continue, they never get to the final point. They never conquer. But the people that conquer, I remind you once again of David. He came to the camp. That is the first step. The decision to come. And then he saw Goliath. He made up his mind. I am going to conquer Goliath. Every Goliath of your life you will conquer. So he began to discuss so that he can make a way to get there. And then his brother said, no, you can't. What are you doing here? He left him alone. The people that have not made up their minds and they want to set you back, leave them alone. When the victory comes, they will run after you. Saul said, you cannot. David said, yes, I can. I can. What are you? I can. I can. They said, you cannot. I say, King said, you cannot. I say, your brother said, you cannot. I say, you want to go to deeper life. You of all people. You cannot. And I say, let them hear. Let the heavens hear. I can. I'm telling you, I can. I'm telling you, I can. The same Saul that said you cannot, when you win and you conquer, he will say, whose boy is this lad? They will ask about you. They will question about you. When you conquer, you get to that final point. Everybody will be looking, who is this boy? Who is this girl? Who is this man? Who is this woman? Where is he? How tall are you? I said, how tall are you? I said, how tall are you? You're like this? I will ask about your name. The people will ask about your name. That time when they see you, you'll be taller than you are now. I've not finished. You can sit down now. God, I must take you to the point you must conquer. Where am I taking you to? Where is Jesus taking you to? You will conquer in Jesus' name. Number one, come. Number two, tell me. Continue. We'll come to number three. You will conquer sin. You will conquer sickness. You will conquer Satan. You will conquer poverty. You will conquer oppression. You will conquer Goliath. Your day of conquering has now come today. Number one, the invitation for all to come. Number two, the identification of those who continue. Number three, the impartation on those who conquer. A spiritual impartation is coming upon your life. Power and authority coming upon your life. From today, if you make up your mind to decide to conquer, you will conquer in Jesus' name. They see whatever you decide is what you become. That's why you come tonight to this valley of decision. You decide to come. You decide to continue. You decide to conquer. That victory, nobody will take it away from you. In Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. In all these things, all those things that surround you where you came from, in the midst of all those things, as you make up your mind, you decide. The spirit of the conqueror, the boldness of the conqueror, the courage of the conqueror, the focus of the conqueror, and the single-mindedness of the conqueror is coming upon you right now. You will not go back. You will not turn back. As you make up your mind and you decide to come and to continue, the next time I see you, I will see somebody more than a conqueror. All challenges that you carried, brought to this place, all those challenges are gone. The guilt and the condemnation and sin that bowed you down, everything is lifted away. And the confusion, what will I do? What, I'm confused. What am I going to do? All the crying and all the sobbing, everything's gone. You're a happy man now, a happy woman now. Jesus will be by your side. The Holy Ghost will be your comforter. God will be your heavenly Father. Every mountain you will climb. Every ocean you will cross. Every challenge you will overcome. Because you are a man, you are a woman of decision. I come. I come. I come. I will continue. I will continue. I am a conqueror. Rise up. You tell the Lord, a man of decision. That's what makes it in life. A woman of decision. You are not dilly-dallying. You are not up and down here and there. I'm not sure. Will I not? Make up your mind. I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. You must take that first step. Have the forgiveness of your sin. Have the salvation of your soul. Respond to that invitation of Christ. Yes, Lord, I come. Yes, Lord, I come. Yes, Lord, I come. Yes, Lord, I come. In Jesus' name we pray. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You're making up your mind. If you have not done this before, that you solidly today, convincingly today, resolutely today, you are deciding to honor the invitation of Christ. Come unto me. Come out of your sin. Come out of that darkness. Come out of that idol worship. Come unto me. You are making up your mind right now. A great day of decision. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Just raise up your hand there. Something good will happen. Salvation will come to you. Eternal life will come to you. Where are you? Raise up that hand. Make up your mind now. This is final. I'm coming to Christ with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind. Raise up that hand. Raise it up very well. Are you ready to pray? I can't hear you. Okay. Keep up that hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for these, my brothers and sisters. These, our sons and daughters, as they make up their minds right now, say, yes, I've decided to follow Jesus. He says, come, I come. Lord, I identify myself. Here am I, Lord. I come out of sin into your salvation. I come out of condemnation. I come into your forgiveness. As they raise up their hands, Lord, as they decide to come to Christ, Forgive them in Jesus' name. All their passing, erase everything from them. Take everything away from your book of remembrance in Jesus' name. You said you will give them rest. Give peace to their soul. Give rest to their soul. Restore the backslider even now. Let the Spirit bear witness with their hearts right now that they are now children of God. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. Thank you for the salvation. Thank you for the rest in their soul. Thank you for the peace in their mind. Thank you for that eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen. Number one, I come. Say that aloud. Will you continue? Will you continue? Or will you be like an unfinished building? I come. I will continue. Say that again. Say that again. Say it with assurance and confidence. Now I am a conqueror. Now you are going to conquer sickness. You are going to conquer paralysis. You are going to conquer every evil sin, every attack of the enemy tonight. Who will give testimony tonight now? The conquerors. You have a testimony in Jesus' name. Get ready now to conquer. You raise up one hand. You lay the other hand on yourself. Resurrection time. Supernatural power time. Raise up that hand. And lay the other hand on yourself. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this night of conquering. I bring your people before you. I pray that every sickness will fall before them. All those evil powers and torments will fall before them. Lord, I come in your name. And I pray for your people now. Every sickness, every infirmity, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. All the swelling of any size, any type, anywhere, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Madness, insanity, epilepsy, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Fibroid hernia, come out in Jesus' name. All the pain, all the affliction in your body, I command them right now. Come out in Jesus' name. All the spell, all the charms, all the things the devil and agents of Satan put upon your body, I release you now. Be free in Jesus' name. I pray that every one of you will receive the touch of God right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be delivered in Jesus' name. I send for the power of God upon everyone. You have conquered your sickness. You have conquered those evil spirits. You have conquered all those attacks. Receive your miracle in Jesus' name. Lord, confirm it right now. Set everyone free. Break every yoke. Destroy the works of the devil. I thank you because I know it's done. In Jesus' name I pray. It has happened. It has happened. It has happened. You are a conqueror already. You have conquered every sickness. You have conquered every infirmity. The pain is gone. The sickness is gone. Check up right there. Check up right there. Check up right there. It is done. Amen.
It is done. You have got it. I say you have got it.
Check up your body. Yeah, go out.
Check up.
Yeah,
that swelling has disappeared.
Onto wu ti porada nu.
That thing that has swollen in your body is gone. Into
wu la go out. Re ti jade lo.
Check up your body.
Yeah, go out.
Check up your eyes.
Yeah, oju re wo.
The blind eyes are now opened.
Oju to fatale ti ri ran.
You can see where now.
O ti le ri na kedere.
Eyin agba ninu mara te duro ti won
oya eran won lowo lati fi igbagbo sise iwa ro tele o ya ro mo dide ma rin o ti sele o ti sele nbe ye ti ewo yewo yewo mo yewo o ti sele.
Yes, I can see that miracle over there.
Mo ri lohun o ti sele yewo.
Check up your body.
Ye agba ara re wo.
Your leg that could not walk, you start begin to walk now.
Ese re ti o lokun tele iwo fi rin o ti gbokun.
Throw away your crutches, the word of God has gone out, the servant of God has prayed, you have received your healing.
Iranse Olorun ti gbadura ju opa nu dide lori keke aro.
Deaf ears.
Eti to di.
Check on.
Yewo yewo.
God has opened your ear.
Oluwa ti si oti re sile.
Dumb tongues.
Ahan to ti o le soro. Bere si soro.
Begin to talk.
Soro jade.
All those swelling, those pains in the body, they have gone.
Gbogbo ibi to wu, gbogbo inira lagbo ara ti sa lo.
Yes.
O ti sele.
Check on.
Iwo yewo, iwo yewo.
Yes, put your hands together for
Jesus. Pata wa la fun Jesus. Ise iyanu ti sele.
The miracle has taken place.
Ise iyanu ti sele nbe. Ise iyanu ti sele nbe yen.
Explosive miracle.
O ti tu jade sibe.
Check on.
Yewo, ye ti ewo.
Check on.
Ye todo ewo.
In hall number 1.
Ni gbagbe kini.
The miracle has taken place.
Ise iyanu ti wa nbe.
In hall number 2.
Ni gbagbe keji. Ba ise iyanu re.
Yes.
O ti sele.
Begin to check on.
Ma yewo, ma yewo.
Eyin
agba ni mara.
Those people that have received their healing, bring them out.
Awon ti ati gbase iyanu e ma bo nta.
We are going to have testimony.
A o ni akoko eri.
We are going to celebrate with them.
A o sajoyo lasale yi.
Miracle has taken place.
Ise iyanu ti sele.
Continue checking on.
Ma yewo, ma yewo.
In hall number 5.
Ni gbagbe karun.
To my right hand side.
Ni owo alafia, owo otun mi. Yewo o ti wa nbe, ise iyanu. Iye ise iyanu ti sele nbe.
Explosion has come to
life. Itujade agba Olorun ti farahan.
Explosion has come to life.
Itujade agba Olodumare.
Yes, the name is walking.
Ah, aro ti rin. Aro ti rin. Aro ti rin. Aro ti rin. Itujade Olodumare. Agba Olorun ti farahan.
Yes, we want to listen to testimony now.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My name is Ebratayo Odushusi. I'm from Hospital District, Ile-Ife. It happened that on Sunday, while we were going out for publicity for this crusade, I was trying to connect something behind the truck. As I attempted to come down, I had a fall and had a serious and sustained a serious injury to my knees. I thought it was a joke. So we proceeded for the publicity. But by the time we ended the publicity, it was no more easy. So the following day, I had to go to the hospital. Getting to the hospital, the test was conducted. They said I had a fracture to my tibia. And a lot of things were said that I was not happy with. And I was given a lot of drugs. Even people that said it, some of them are in this crusade. And they said I should go on with these crutches for some weeks. And I was given this knee brace. But I must confess, using the crutches is not very easy. Even to walk a short distance with a lot of difficulties. But I thank the Lord that today, the servant of the Lord was praying. He said we should do what we couldn't do. And at the end of the prayer, I was able to walk. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together. For Jesus.
The fracture never healed by Jesus Christ.
Ese to ti ni ipa lara tele ti gba
wosan.
Wo lo pa lati fi ran mo. Ta lo si se yanu ese yi o.
Amazing, who has done the miracle?
Ta lo se wosan itan to ti da.
Jesus
Christ lo se yo si wa titi fun won loruko Jesus.
Next.
Hello me.
Another testimony.
Praise the Lord. This boy is Sunday Akim. He was staying very close to where my wife was walking. He was born with withered hands. But he was standing by my side as we are praying this evening. All of a sudden, he was able to raise this hand. He was able to hold paper with it. He was just saying, ha, that is something has happened. Then I said, come and give testimony. Praise the Lord. Arakunrin Sunday Akim loruko re nje. O ni ipe nija die lati gba ibi re. Sugbon owo yi kako lati gba ibi re. Sugbon ba ti a n gbadura ni asale yi. Musari to sa so pe ha, daddy e wo owo mi. Oni pe owo ma ti se mu nkan pe owo fi mu nkan rara tele be be de se bi mo niyan sugbon lale yi olorun o gba koso nu aye re owo na ti na eke hallelujah
hallelujah
e arakuri e soro si mu
it's about 30 years
For 30 years, you have been having this with that hand.
Fun ogun odun owo re o le se mu nkankan.
And the hands have been with that for 30 years.
Ogun odun seyin owo yen o se mu nkankan.
He was born like that.
Won bi mo be ni.
He was born with withered hands.
Won bi pelu owo kan ti o le sise.
30 years ago.
Ogun odun seyin. O ti le fi owo imu nkan bayi lasale yi.
Now stretch that hand.
Na owo yen soke bayi. Owo yen lona soke bayi.
Praise the Lord.
Ke hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord has healed you.
Oluwa ti wo san.
Jesus name.
Yo titi loruko Jesus.
Amen.
Ma lo.
Put your hands together for Jesus.
Pate won la fun Jesus Christ.
Next testify.
Eni to fe jeri mi.
Eni debi de Adegboyi. Ma la ni amu mi o yi ti je nkan bi odun 15 sugbon la le yi mo dupe lodo olorun pe ni olorun mi o mi san mo fowo kan o ri nbe mo
hania for 15 years has disappeared
latodo ke edogun ipa to wa nibe ti sa lo
the swelling of hania 15 years has vanished out of his body
odun ke edogun ti aisan yen ti wa nbe o ti koja o ti pora Oluwa ti tu osile.
Praise the Lord.
Eke hallelujah.
The anemia will not come back again. in Jesus' name.
Kò ní padà wá mọ́ lórúkọ Jésù.
Next person.
Ẹni tó kàn.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. My name is Adejumolu Atosin from OAU. What happened to me was that I have the case of breast lump for almost, let's say, 6 years. But I didn't notice, and I didn't count it at all, and I didn't have an idea of it. So it sprang out there on Friday. I was having serious pain on my two breasts. So there's one doctor in my fellowship. I told him, I explained to him that this is what is happening to me. And he said I should come and meet him at teaching hospital on Monday. And on Monday, I went to teaching hospital. When I got there, they tested me. I will undergo so many tests. And it was discovered that it was lump. So the doctor now said that it is a normal thing that what they can do for me right now is that I should make up my mind and tell them that I should make up my mind that am I going to undergo the operation right now as I'm sitting, that they are going to book me up. So immediately when they said it, I said, and I confirmed it in my heart, that according to the word of Jesus, that said, by his stripes we are healed. So I told the doctor that I have not made up my mind that this is my body. There won't be anything called blade. Nothing called that. Nothing. There's nothing that will be called blade. Nothing called operation. So I keep on to the faith. Some people that are informed before I went to the hospital, they asked me that what is the outcome, and I told them that this is what the doctor said. And I said, this thing, I'm not going to undergo any hospital, any operation. I called my mom. That please, this is what is happening. But I want you to have faith. I want you to join your faith with mine and tell God that this operation is not going to happen. I call my dad, my sister, everybody. They are so panicked. They are so panicked of the operation. But to me, since then, I have that peace of mind. And yesterday, when I went to Faith Clinic, Power Night, what the pastor said, he said that we should confess things and it will be established in our life. So yeah, that yesterday, I hold on to my faith. And today, I'm not going to, since that Monday, I told God that since my pastor is coming here, that when I see my pastor, that I'm going to see my miracle. I'm going to see Jesus. So when I came late. So when I came to the front, I saw the pastor and I know that since then I believe that I saw my Jesus. So immediately after the prayer, I checked the lump and there is nothing there again. And I know that there is nothing there again. It's already gone and vanished.
Amen.
How long has the lump been there?
It has been there for like 6 years. Six years,
lump, cancer lump has disappeared.
Amen. Arabinrin wa ye, o ti to bi odun mefa. Ti won ti ni iyonu ninu oyan won won lo si ile iwosan ni Obafemi Awolowo University won si fidi re mule wi pe looto o na ni wahala yen wa nbe won ni ko pinu wi pe ohun o sise abe o lo n gba Olorun gbo wi pe Olorun o wo ohun san ohun ati awon obi won gba adura o si ni igbagbo ohun ni pe nigba ti baba wa tin bo wa si ni loni to n ba ti roju gan ni won se iyanu osele lowo lowo leyin adura olusaguta agba Olorun ti wo san patapata o ti ni imularada ki hallelujah.
Lump of 6 years has been removed.
Koko oyan fun odun mefa Olorun ti mo kuro.
Oke
jereje gun ninu aye re o ti fo lo loruko Jesu.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Koruko mi ni Sister Kendi Abodunrin. Mo dupe tori pe Olorun wa ta sin Olorun to wa laye ni omode kunrin emi ni mo bi lati gba ta ti bi ni baby ni ese re ko ti gun to ra won so bo se wa n dagba si lese yen lo worst si te pe ese yen ti ko ki le rin dada sugbon ni asale yi agbo Olorun fowo kan ese yen o ti gun to ra won so o le dada bayi. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ese
ti ogun to ra won o ti gun jade pelu seyanu.
Now, how did you know that it has grown out?
bawo lo se mo wipe o ti gun to ra won.
I woke up and down and I see that it is still.
You are walking up and down.
Yes.
And it was different from the way you were walking.
Only on lo funra re o si ri pe ese ti to ra won.
And the Lord has straightened your legs.
Olorun ti mu ese na to.
How old are you? 14 years.
Omo odun merin la ni o.
Since you were born, that leg has been shorter than the other.
What be soro yen mo ni pe ese kan kogun to keji.
Which leg was shorter? The left leg.
Ese o si re o ni kogun to ti otun. Sugbon ni isin media di ti dogba.
The two legs are equal now.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Amen. Oh yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.